With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Masks are no longer required on the campuses of Montana's university system, though university officials are recommending unvaccinated people continue wearing face coverings. In the last few days, Montana State University in Bozeman, University of Montana, and Montana State University Billings each dropped their mask requirements. Montana Public Radio's Freddie Monadas has more.
The three universities are now recommending those unvaccinated to wear masks after the Commissioner of Higher Education, Clayton Christian, issued a memo last week removing the system-wide mask requirement. The decision comes days after the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced fully vaccinated people can go without mask or physically distance in most situations. Paula Short, a spokeswoman with UM, says there's a lot of optimism going into the summer and looking to the fall school term.
I think we've got a good track record of success in the last year and how we've navigated the pandemic, and I see no reason that won't continue in the summer and into the fall.
Short says the campus will continue to provide disinfectants, hand sanitizer, and plastic barricades in some administrative buildings. Michael Becker, a spokesman for MSU in Bozeman, says rescinding the mask requirement made sense after Gallatin County's health department last week lifted its face covering requirements. He says the university is transitioning to normal operations for the fall.
As we move forward, we will be much more aligned with what normal looked like before the pandemic.
David Nordell, commander of MSU Billings' response to COVID-19, says the campus is comfortable moving to a higher level of personal responsibility and less formal oversight.
It is not an end. It is a step in the process to fully recover from this.
All three university officials say they don't plan on asking whether an unmasked person is vaccinated. The universities each offer a place to get vaccinated and encourage everyone to get a shot if they haven't already. Freddie Monadas, Montana Public Radio News.